insurance mascot under my bed.
Don't
You're
worry,
listening to Talk Israel with Anya Farber, where we talk everything Israel. The art, the culture, the music, the food. Oh, man, don't get me started on the food. So grab a plate of shakshuka, sit down and listen up. And now your host, Anya Farber.
Hello, 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 everybody. How are you? And welcome to Talk Israel. I am here with you today to talk about a few things, and we have, quite a few things going on today, which I am super, super, super excited about. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Mr. Jeremy Neuberger. He is the CEO of Ironbound Films, and he is going to be joining us in the second hour to talk about some of his films that are already out and available. In addition, he's going to be talking about some of the films that they have about to be available to everybody. And I'm very, very, very excited about that. And because you are listening to Talk Israel with your host, myself, Anya Farber, on CRS Radio, where we are the Knowledge Network, I wanted to make sure that I was not at all thinking that I wouldn't like fill you guys in on this, and I want to drop some knowledge. So next Sunday, this coming Sunday, a week from yesterday, I am going to be joined by my very talented, beautiful, funny, amazing partner on my other show, Zionistas, Miss Alana Fish. And she and I are going to be talking to you all about Israeli fashion. I am beyond excited. I am just like felling through the roof. Literally through the roof about this, because I love fashion and jewelry and shoes and looking at trends and what comes back, and like in all of the things that I love about Israel. I mean, and as we know from last week's guest, Orr and I talked quite a bit about food. Fashion is also this incredible mix of things in Israel, affected and influenced by culture, and just the diversity of the people. And there's also some amazing cutting edge stuff as far as like eco-friendly designers and other designers who are, they're pulling from all these different inspirational things. If it's like, you know, being environmentally conscious or, using different materials that people would normally use. There's just so much, good stuff going on. And so we are going to talk to you all about that. In our first show, we're even going to drop some knowledge about like the origin of a particular item of clothing that was actually started in Israel, invented in Israel, and I can't even say it because I don't want to ruin it. It's gonna have to be a surprise. I mean, I know that I'm like the worst with that, and I hate, I always wanted a surprise party but never had one. But I always like to know what's going on. But anyway, we're gonna get there when we get there. So that is next Sunday, and that is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you are listening to us from Israel, you guys are 7 hours ahead. So that would be 1300 Eastern Standard Time. Wait, nope. Yes, because 1 p.m. is 1300. I got confused with the math for a second in my head. But I wanted to talk to you, also reminding you guys here on CRS Radio later tonight is Chat Reel with with Billy Tappan, and he's going to be introducing Tim. He is an amazing saxophone player. I really am just in awe of people who are musically talented because I don't have it in me. I wish I did. I do like to sing. Don't worry, guys, I'm not going to sing. But I'm just so excited. And Tim's actually going to be joining the CRS family with his own show, which is even more exciting. And I also wanted to let you guys know, because I happened to be helping out Obi Clark in the morning with the up-and-coming show, where he is bringing you up-and-coming things about food, music, culture, art, sciences, everything from all over the world, that one of our guests from 2 weeks ago, Miss Moria, popped on and dropped some crazy news. She told everyone that she is going to be performing live this Thursday at Quinnipiac University. They are having a fundraiser for Special Olympics, and I thought that was awesome. She did not stop giving today. She then told us that she's going to be kind of like, I don't know how they call it, like test run. Is it like a test run when you're a musician? She's going to be like test running a song, one of her new songs in English at that event. Like, okay, cool. She then told us she's going to have some new photos coming out. She's doing a photo shoot on the beach. I'm like, okay. But wait, there's more. You know, like when you had those game shows back in the day. But wait, there's more. Because she then said that she is filming a music video for her Second Chance song that she had already recorded in Israel with her producer, Ellie Bismont. But there's a music video coming out, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. So this week alone, you've got all this stuff going on, and then you're also doing a music video, like, in the next couple weeks. And so by the summer, she said this whole, like, the song, which I guess she told us was already available on YouTube, music, but not with the video. So I'm like, oh, I'm so torn, you know? Oh, and then on top of it all, she just sang right there on the air, like a verse of the song. I was like, okay, great. So my mind was like blown this morning. And that was just like super exciting. And so that's how my morning started out. And I was on, you know, helping Obi because he was uncovering like a very time-sensitive up-and-coming topic, which I'm only assuming if we stay tuned next week we'll know about. And then Billy Tappan was on, and we just had the nicest chat. And we started talking about a few things, and I would be remiss if I didn't touch upon those. So one of the things we were talking about some of the good stuff was, like, you know, how it's really nice, and I think it's important to highlight when people are doing good things. And, you know, I was starting to talk about my friend's daughter, Ashley, who's at QU, Quinnipiac University, and she's in charge. This is actually her event, the fundraiser for Special Olympics, and how, you know, Moria heard about it, and she was like, you know, I want to bring, you know, more awareness and, you know, potentially more donations and sing at the event free of charge, you know, to help fundraise money. And, you know, it's really nice when people are taking time to do the right thing. And here at CRS Radio, the Knowledge Network, we are a family. We're a mishpacha. Sometimes families can be a little dysfunctional, but, you know, we love each other, and we're here ultimately to support and help each other, right? And I think that's important because, you know, here at CRS Radio, we are broadcasting to you from different parts of the world, in different languages and different cultural backgrounds, but inherently we're a family, and we are all trying to do something that's good, right? we're bringing awareness to things that, you know, like organizations like Special Olympics or, you know, organ donation and so many other nonprofits that really kind of need your help. And it's really important that we do this as a united front. And we're standing up and saying, you know, here we are. We are a diverse group of people, but we're standing together. Why? Because we're really more alike than we are not alike. And we started to talk about, you know, unfortunately, some of the ugliness of humanity. And I feel like, you know, we do need to talk about this right now because in Israel, there's some, you know, really junky things that are going on. And I was very emotional this morning and having a really hard time getting through some of the information because I had seen on the news when I woke up that, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of terror in Israel. And I can't possibly have Talk Israel if I don't talk about it. And, you know, rockets are being indiscriminately fired in from Lebanon and from Syria and from Gaza into Israel. And as if that's not enough, there are also terrorists that have infiltrated the country of Israel, either through sleeper cells or whatever the case may be, you know, going around shooting people. And it's just not being talked about in the rest of the world. And I say, no, when is the time? When already? When are we going to stand up and say, must speak enough, enough, enough of the hate, enough of the terror? And in one of the many terror attacks, there was an Italian tourist who was killed on that shooting in Tel Aviv by the beach. You know, I'm not sure what threat those people had posed. None, absolutely none. Okay. And this angry, horrible wretch. I'm not even going to call him an animal because he's not. I don't want to insult my dogs. This terrorist went around shooting people and hitting people with his car. And yes, that threat was indeed neutralized. Kol hakavod to the police. But I'm like, okay. So now that it was a non-Israeli, an Italian, like, okay, so the rest of the world will stand up and be like, enough, this is bull, beep, you know, this is not okay. We are not going to stand here. We are not going to allow this. And yet, I hear silence. I hear silence. And it hurts. It hurts in a way that I don't know how to heal. And earlier this week, I think it was yesterday, a time is kind of a blur to me at certain times. You know, right now we are celebrating three major holidays. We've got Passover and Easter and Ramadan, and you would think that this would be like a time for people to just, I don't know, reflect within themselves and their own religions, but no. The evil in the world, because we're being silent, is growing and becoming more empowered, and it's a problem. And some of the other victims of terror were these two sisters, 18 and 20, and their crime, by the way, this family had made Aliyah to Israel, meaning they emigrated to Israel. Their crime was existing as Jews, you know, and a terrorist shot at them in their car and killed them both, and their mother was in a coma, and I watched the father speak at that funeral, and I'm still upset, like I was this morning trying to talk about it, and he's saying, what am I going to tell their mother? How am I going to tell their mother? And so in like all of the anguish that this man was going through, like bearing his daughters, you are not supposed to bury your children. He still had hope for his wife, and she passed. She succumbed to her injuries this morning and passed away. In the blink of an eye, because of hate, this man lost his entire life, his wife and kids. And I don't know what the words are, except where the heck is the outrage from the rest of the world? Israel has the right to defend itself. And nobody knows what they deal with every day. And it's so frustrating. And yes, on previous programs, I've joked with our guests from Israel about Israelis being tough and hardened and people thinking they're this way or that way. But at the end of the day, they are the most amazing, giving, selfless people I have ever met, who are always willing to help out someone even if they don't know them. And I'm thinking to myself, like, where is the rest of the world helping? They're not even there. They're not listening. They're not even not listening. They're actively turning their backs. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. It's up 80% in the United States. There was an incident in another country this weekend. There was an incident in New York. Not that the U.S. media is talking about it. You know, we're turning a blind eye to something, guys, does not make it go away. Turning a blind eye to evil empowers evil. And it's interesting. I was going through some of my materials. And, Holocaust Remembrance Day was not that long ago. It was just a few months ago. I was going through some of my Holocaust materials because my son is preparing to go this summer on a trip with C-Teen, which is the Chabad Teen Youth Organization. It's an international organization. He'll be going to Poland to study the Holocaust and then to Israel, you know, to the land to see where, you know, Jews are supposed to be able to live without the fear of being killed, like during the Holocaust when we were rounded up. And I found in my materials something from Elie Wiesel. Now, I need to say this. I was privileged enough to have gotten to know that man on a personal level. One of the most brilliant men I will ever meet in my lifetime. And in addition to all the amazing things that I learned from just sitting and talking with him whenever I had the chance, or at his lectures that he would give 3 times a year at Boston University, he would often be interviewed because he was a Nobel Prize winner. And after 9/11, he was quoted on like the front cover of one of those newspaper magazines, like on Sunday, like the Boston Globe and the New York Times, and would have those like fancy magazine pieces in there. And I'm going to, you know, paraphrase what he said, but the quote was, it was right after 9/11. It was, "If we do not stand up united together against terror and evil, then it wins." And I'm like, how apropos is that? And I thought to myself, like, God, what would Elie say right now with the world being so silent with all that's going on? And I think I know he'd be speaking out. And so I, as a human being, as a proud Jewish woman, I am saying it is not okay, and I will not be silenced, and I am more emboldened and more empowered to say, here I am, I'm Jewish, and I'm proud. And I hope that every single individual can say, here I am, I'm here, I am proud, I am not afraid. Your hate is ignorant. But I am intelligent, and I will not allow this. I will not allow this one bit. I am going to go back to a quote. Natan Levy, who is a, oh my God, amazing MMA superstar fighter. He's beyond amazing. He's beyond amazing. He was interviewed after one of his fights, you know, like the whole, all the sports stuff, after the fight, after the game, whatever, that you've got you sit on the little desk and all these reporters are asking you 1,000 questions. And this one person said, and what do you think about so-and-so, and I won't say his name because I won't give that hate-filled person at the time of day, about his comments, about his anti-Semitic comments. And Natan Levy, God love him, was like, I will not stand for any sort of hate. I will not stand for anyone being discriminated against because of their religion or their race. And he's like, and if you have a problem with me or my people, I will meet you anywhere, in the ring, in a restaurant, wherever. And I was like, oh my God, yes, please meet him in the ring. Please kick his butt, like, hoping to myself. But you know what? Natan Levy, I don't know if you're listening, but I hope that you are. Or if someone who knows him is listening, please tell him. Kol hakavod, toda raba, ata gever tov mo'od, mo'od, mo'od. Natan Levy, good job. Thank you for speaking up. You are a very good man, a gentleman. Together, tov ma'od, a very good man. I think that he is someone who is a leader and an example, and I wish more people in the position to speak out, like Natan Levy is not afraid to do. He is choosing to use his influence, his ability to connect, and talking about things that need to be said. So, kol hakavod to you, Natan Levy. You have my utter respect. And here is officially on air an open invitation to come on to Talk Israel whenever you would like. Natan Levy, I would be more than honored to have you on our program. It's amazing to watch you fight, and I also have a lot of respect for who you are as a person, and I thank you for that. So here is my open invitation to you to come on the program at any time. So I want to remind everyone that we are indeed listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Network, and you are listening to Talk Israel, where we talk everything Israel. And we are in the middle of Passover, and so our food options are a bit different, right? As we're not eating, leavened bread or chametz. We are not eating things that have corn syrup. And I heard this, I think, I don't even remember where I heard this, but it was such a funny thing, I thought I would share it with everyone. So, you know, in Passover, there's so many different ways to observe, and some of it comes from, like, more traditions and stuff like that. But I heard someone saying that, so Coca-Cola makes a kosher Passover Coke. And you're like, well, what do you mean it's kosher Passover? So it's made with sugar cane instead of corn syrup. So the sweetness, I guess, is just coming from just pure sugar, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Coca-Cola, if you're out there and you want to explain it to me about, like, how you change the recipe or whatever, like, I am here and I am all ears, and here at Talk Israel, we would love to have you on to talk about it. But, and they have a yellow top on it. And they're saying that a lot of people who aren't Jewish, like, they love, at this time of year, they go out and they buy it in droves because they like the taste of it better. And I was like, really? Okay. I mean, I don't drink enough soda to know the difference, but, you know, by all means, Coca-Cola Corporation, which I recently learned is in Atlanta, Georgia. So Coca-Cola, if you're listening, or if someone at Coca-Cola is listening, or someone who knows someone at Coca-Cola is listening, come on over to Talk Israel. We'll talk all about it. Because I have to tell you, Coca-Cola, that whenever I'm in Israel, a lot of my Israeli friends are like, oh, yeah, they all drink Coke Zero. They freaking love Coke Zero. And, again, I'm not a big soda drinker, so I don't really get it. But Coca-Cola, you're doing well in Israel. Oh, that's really funny. It rhymes. So Coca-Cola, come on over. We can definitely have a chat about it. That would be kind of cool. So I did want to talk about that. So I think, you know, the nice thing about Passover is it kind of forces me to eat more salads and fresh vegetables, and it's like I said, it's different. And, you know, you have access to different types of foods and all that stuff, depending on where you live in the world, not just in the country. So there's that little spiel about Passover. You know, in this time of reflection, I'm thinking about so many things. And as I sit and have the show with you guys, in the room with me, I just happened to glance over to my right, and on the wall is a picture of Golda Meir. And sometimes I look at it, and it's kind of funny in a lot of ways, because it's a photograph of her that she had obviously, like, posed for, and she's got a cigarette in her hand. And I just love that she was, like, this chain-smoking older woman who had chutzpah for days. I mean, if you think about when she was in charge, when she, you know, held this position, it's a position, first of all, that not a lot of women are holding today, right? Today, let alone in that time period. And I am just flat out impressed, because she would be like in a room full of men, and I'm sure many of them were misogynistic and just like, oh, who's this lady think she is? And she would just like be like, don't care. I'm going to tell you what's on my mind, and this is how I think, and this is how it's going to go. And I'm just like, yeah, you go, girl. And because I'm thinking about that, I feel like I need to play you guys a song that I often play at the beginning of the show, because I really like the song and it kind of cracks me up, because I feel like, yeah, it just kind of gives me that, like, yeah, I'm in it to win it power, so. Yeah. Yeah, woman. That's me. I'm that woman. So Satish, Ben L, and Dama International, you guys are welcome on Talk Israel anytime you want to come on. You know, or if you want me to come dance on one of the, we could do a video about it. Every woman should be striking a Madonna-esque pose. I just can't help it. I am like dancing around in my chair whenever I hear that song, and I'm just freaking loving it. I am. I'm freaking loving it. And so, Static, come to Talk Israel anytime. You want to bring, you know, Ben L and Donna International? Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do a big old, like, CRS, personalized, knowledge network song. Let's do it. So I hope you guys all enjoyed that. It's one of my, like I need to get geared up. And we kind of talked about that last week with Or Georgie, my new friend in Israel. And he talked about this idea of, you know, music either pumping you up when you need it or calming you down when you need it, and using music to feel an emotion, get through a situation, whatever it is. Like, music is medicine, because like it can either make you feel better or like just it's also a tool. It's just something. It's something really powerful. And I definitely want to, like, continue this particular conversation that Orr and I started, and I kind of put out there to you guys as listeners, because he had that Fuel and Go song that he had done with Yam. And I said that I wanted everyone to, tell us, like, what is your Fuel and Go place, you know, food-wise? Like, let's find the Fuel and Go and send it to me. Like, I am very interested to find out kind of, what makes everyone Fuel and Go. And if you guys don't remember, I'm going to play a little bit of that song for you right now, so we can remind ourselves about this. Like, I'm already feeling like I'm getting, like, ready and motivated.
אחד מהם. אין לי שגרה, אין לי גבולות, אין לי תקרה, אין לי לוז, אני עצרתי לתדלק ולזוז. אז תבינו כי יש אנשים שמחפשים לעצור, אני רוצה רק להמשיך ולחפור. אין לי תוכנית, אין לי זמן, אין לי ברקס, אין ריכוז, עצרתי לתדלק ולזוז. הם אומרים אולי תעת, יאו, מגדל שלא יציב סופו להתמוטט, וואו. אבל אני לא מחכה עוד דקה, אני יודע מה שלי ואני לא רוצה לחרטט, בואו. נעצור ונרגע לשנייה, אולי בדרך שלי פספסתי פנייה. אבל עכשיו הגעתי עם הרעש לשכנים שלך, כאילו הם גרים ליד אתר בנייה. נו, אז מה נהיה? את מי צריך לחטוף לפרסום? אל תאמרו שלא למדתי כלום. שיפרתי את הרמה שלי כשחצי מדינה ישבו בבית ושיתפו את המסך בזום. אז אני טס בבום, תעשה לי סאונד צ'ק ובום, אני עדיין בלי חוזה חתום. יש כאלה ש...
Yeah, I am like, I'm already like grooving and grooving in my chair again. So like, talk Israel listeners, what is your Fuel and Go go-to place for food? I want to know how you're fueling your body. And if it's not food, send me a picture. Maybe it's like, I Fuel and Go when I go walk on the beach. Oh, hey, Anya and Talk Israel, I Fuel and Go when I blank. Insert your fuel there, and then hit me up on social media. You guys can find me on Facebook on Anya Farber. You can find me on Instagram at Anya _think_differently. So that's ANYA _THINK _differently, DIFFERENTLY. So hit me up, guys. DM me. Tell me, what is your Fuel and Go? And maybe, you know, after we get a bunch of submissions, maybe I can convince or that we'll like do that. But we'll definitely be posting this summer, because Orr did promise that we were going to Fuel and Go at his favorite shawarma place. So that's really exciting. And I'm just like, you know, I'm constantly thinking about all these new and exciting things. And, on the new and exciting, we are always here trying to bring you information here on CRS Radio, because why? Well, we're the knowledge network. So we're always trying to do whatever we can, and not just here on Talk Israel, but on all of our programs here on CRS Radio. And if you ever have a question about any of the other programs, you guys can hit me up directly on Instant Messenger on Facebook. You can, you know, DM me on Instagram. And we have, CRS Radio has pages on Facebook and Instagram as well. So you can, you know, get to us that way. So I'm always thinking about, like, what I'm going to do next in Israel. You know, what am I going to see? Where am I going to go? Let's be honest. What am I going to eat? And I'm also excited to, I hope that we'll be able to do this on my next trip. I mean, I'm there as much as possible, but I think it would be fun if Orr joined me. And maybe I could just convince Ellie and Orr to join me. Because I definitely, because that's where I go and get all my fresh fruit, is the shuks. And I just love the shuk in Jerusalem. It's just huge and it's fun. And I have my favorite go-to guy for figs. I also have my favorite go-to guy for... it's not quite babka, it's not quite rugula, it's not quite, I don't know what it is, but it is just a whole lot of yummy deliciousness. And, you know, it's like the length of a loaf of bread, but it's not very fluffy, but it's oh my God, it's baked and it's chocolate and it's just deliciousness. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am not going to lie to my listeners on Talk Israel because that would be wrong. I will not do that. I may have purchased one of these delicious baked entities, and I may have, in the course of one day, eaten the entire thing by myself. I may have done that. But not for nothing. I did come back weighing a lot less than I went because I walked everywhere and everything is fresh and not full of preservatives or chemicals or, well, God only knows what we put in the food these days. But I just really think it would be super fun to do all those things. So I'm always thinking about, like, you know, what's next? And so I was like, what kind of fun things can I do next time I'm in Israel? And I thought to myself, oh my God, I totally forgot that I had met someone that is going to be coming on the program. I believe next month. And he is an artist that I met again through Ellie Vizmon. Ellie is like my go-to person to help me find out more and more and more about music in Israel. And Ellie introduced me to an artist who was just, gosh, how do I even like figure out a way to say this? I was not necessarily expecting him the way that he appeared. You know, like you talk to someone and then you meet them and you're just like, wait, what? So Inu showed up and I was just so, so happy. He was the nicest guy and he goes and has this hilarious chat with me in an amazing hotel in Israel. And we sat at the Stay Inn in Jerusalem, and Alon and his partners were generous enough to allow us to film in there. And that this hotel, I have to tell you, was so freaking cool. They had like this all-purpose room, maybe you could call it. And it was like a meeting room, a work room, somewhere where you could have concerts. It was just, and it was like the walls were covered with all this amazing graffiti art. And it was just cool. Just freaking cool. And I really loved talking to him. And we sat down and he talked a little bit about, you know, himself and what inspires him and stuff like that. Because I'm always so interested in kind of like what inspires musicians to start. And I don't want to like say too much because I know he's going to be coming on in a couple weeks, but it was hilarious because I was like, oh, well, you know, could you talk to me about like what inspires you or kind of like, how do you, you know, where do you come up with, you know, this, that, or the other? And I was like, oh my God, he said to me, and I don't know how to describe kind of like what came out of my mouth, but it was like a cackle / just hysterical laughter. He started talking about Britney Spears, and because he is an amazing sport, I posted a picture of him and I, and just the words, it's Britney, bitch, up on the on the page because I just couldn't help myself. And, you know, he just is such a welcoming guy. And I just really was very, very impressed by him. And so I'm going to just play one of his songs really quickly. But, you know, apparently, like, sometimes we, you know, we have to think about things in a different way and really, you know, come to things with an open mind and an open heart and a playlist. And so I wanted to kind of, like, bring him to you guys because he just is very hear some of his stuff, and he's like very emotional. No, it's not loading properly, so we're gonna just keep going without it. But he is really such an interesting person, and he will be coming up very soon. I have to also tell you guys that in addition to some more music and fashion. Sorry. Oh, today is one of those days where we need tons and tons and tons of water. We're going to be talking about a couple other things in Israel, and we're going to be meeting a lot of interesting people that I've met along the way through my Do You See What I See project. I'm just very excited to be bringing all of this to you guys. And, you know, we're going to meet different people. And the thing about the people that we're going to meet, and I want to make sure that everyone understands this, because this is the purpose of me coming to you guys with Talk Israel, is I want to talk to you all about the different cultural backgrounds and, you know, the diversity that is Israel that most people really don't know about. Because, unfortunately, we're only able to know what we know. And unless you literally have nothing else to do but read about other things and research other things all day, you can't know, right? And you rely on the media, which unfortunately is not biased. I mean, it is biased. It's not unbiased at all. And so you only know what they tell you. And unfortunately, in addition to not knowing what's actually going on in Israel, like we don't know about the terror attacks because the news media and the major Western markets don't talk about it. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't actually know as many things about Israelis as we would hope. And it's the beauty of the diversity of the things that I'm going to be bringing you. And so a lot of these people are coming to you with these amazing backgrounds. And I'm going to mention them again, even though they're going to, you know, join us later. I hope both on Zionistas and here on Talk Israel are Isaac and Orna from Evel Jewelry and what they decided to do with their success. And it wasn't just sit there and enjoy it. Their entire business model and what they chose to do with their success by taking in a group of immigrants and educating them and giving them a way to make a living and sustaining that company to the point that the company is now at a point, and it's called Megemaria Jewelry, that they, the workers are, you know, they essentially own and run their own company, and they're making this beautiful jewelry. And the group of people that they've chosen to help was Ethiopian immigrants, because Isaac was an immigrant from Argentina himself. And I just think it's such an amazing and beautiful thing. And I love that he's embracing not only his background as an immigrant, but choosing his success and his knowledge and his ethic of work, you know, work and you do what's right and you share and you, you know, and how when you walk that path, you know, good things happen. And I think it's an amazing, beautiful thing. And I'm sure that a lot of people know Evel Jewelry because Evel Jewelry is a very, like, oh my God, so amazing and fancy. You often see it on, like, you know, red carpet events and big galas and stuff. It's, you know, very amazing, stunning pieces of jewelry, works of art. It was amazing being able to tour that facility. And, you know, feeling not only that you're in the presence of these, like, gorgeous pieces of art, but the feeling of the people and the surroundings of what they've built. And I mean who they've brought to join their team and really the mentality. And it could not have been better relayed to me than with this absolutely purely beautiful woman inside and outside, Becky, who herself is an Ethiopian immigrant. And she shared with me the story of like her family coming and everything. And it was just very special. And I want to thank them already now, you know, because I know they're going to be joining us at some point, but also thanking them for allowing me to visit them back in December. At some point we're going to be talking to some people who are more involved in certain aspects of like government, not getting into politics, but helping my former boss from back in the day when I worked at the Israeli consulate will be joining us as a guest. And he's amazing because he's so intelligent and sweet, and what a wonderful family he has, his wife and son. But just to just be that icing on the, you know, cake is he's from South Africa. So we get to listen to the fancy accent. So that's always a good thing too. And I know that also next month I did mention, you know, Inu Void would be, Yesha would be joining us on the program. I also have been speaking to some other small businesses. I have a friend who does fashion tours. We're actually going to be hearing from a couple of different fashion tour people between Talk Israel and Zionistas. And I'm really hoping that we can talk to Alon and his partners of the Stay Hotel Group. So guys, if you're thinking of going to Israel, I could not recommend any higher than I am. The Stay Hotel Group, and that's like, hey, come stay with us, STAY. Brilliant on their part to name it that. They have 3 properties in Jerusalem. They have 1 in Eilat, which is where I also stayed at the Eilat property. And I stayed at 1 of the properties in Jerusalem, but I was able to visit the other 2 because, you know, I was like, hey, can I check those other 2 out? I was just curious. Really just absolutely amazing. And you could walk to the light rail, walk to everywhere you needed to go in Jerusalem, basically, from those hotels. They were so perfectly located right by Ben Yehuda Street. And, speaking of Ben Yehuda Street, we're also going to be joined by one of my newfound friends, one of the business owners, Danny. He's going to join us at one point on Talk Israel and talk to us about you know, because listen, when you go, you know you have to bring back souvenirs and gifts and stuff. And so he has a business down there, and he's going to kind of give us the ins and outs of all of that stuff. So that will be fun. And he is, just so you guys know, he is my go-to person when I need something. And what I love about him is if he doesn't have it, he's like, I'll get it for you. And had I not left my wallet, which, by the way, I'm still indebted to a dear friend, Yadidia, for bringing that to me back all the way from the north to Jerusalem. Had I not left my wallet, I would have come back with something else that I had promised to bring someone back. But don't worry, because Danny said he's holding it for me, and I will pick it up next time I'm in Israel. But which is probably better, because I think I ended up having too much stuff and didn't have them in my suitcase anyway. So maybe it was all part of Hashem's plan. And I know that I've told that story about the wallet, but that literally like encompasses everything that I try to get across about Israel. Yes, I think it reminds everyone that I've done some pretty silly things while in Israel, like, you know, excuse me, using my phone too much to the point where it died and not having the portable charger with me or the right cord. Good job, me. But to the fact that I like literally left my wallet somewhere, and not only was it returned to me, but it was returned to me exactly the way I left it. And, you know, I don't know how often you could know that that would happen, but, been my overall experience there. So much more good than bad. And I'm super, super excited to be exploring a few new places. I'm going to be spending some time up at the wineries. Oh, yes, so we will also be joined by another new friend of mine, Gal from Jonah Winery. And I had a lovely time learning all about a lot of history up north from him, and also, you know, visiting his winery, and of course meeting his dog, whose name is evading me at the moment, but I'll have to put up some pictures. What a funny and cute dog. Like, such a love. And next to his winery, like, as if it wasn't beautiful enough to just be on these, like, hills in the north. But wait, there's more. There was an olive orchard right next door, and I remember just kind of standing there, and I think he had to call my name like two or three times because I was just staring. I was just staring into the olive orchard, and it was like the smell, the sight, the way the breeze was. It was just so peaceful. And I almost just was in my own little world. We will also be talking to some people about different areas and kind of this, that, and the other about, like, you know, yes, some of the things are kind of touristy, but about why, you know, Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, is so important to me. And I think we'll be touching on that on Zionista too, because we'll be talking about all the beauty products that come out of the Dead Sea area, like Ahava and some other products like that. So that will be coming up soon as well. Excuse me. Sorry. So that is what we're going to be talking about. In just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Jeremy Neuberger. And we're going to start to learn all about Ironbound Films and the films that they're making. But before we kind of get into that, I wanted to touch upon kind of an introduction on how I even came to meet Jeremy. Now, on our first episode of Talk Israel, we met Peter Kurz, the general manager of Team Israel Baseball. And I actually spoke to Peter the other day, and I jokingly said to him, Peter, I think what you said on my program was one of the best things I've ever heard. You're like, so anyway, he was talking about Team Israel, Team Israel, Team Israel. And he talked for a few minutes, and he's like, yeah, I mean, you know, and I'm like, oh, so that's what you've been up to? He's like, yeah, yeah, you know, I got married, I have kids, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, all that other irrelevant stuff. And, you know, I said to him, I'm like, what does your wife think when you say these things? And he's like, she just knows me by now. But honestly, he's such a mensch and such a great guy. And, you know, he and I kind of started talking, and I know that he spoke about it on the program, but in case you guys weren't able to listen at that time, or you've forgotten, because it's been a couple of weeks at this point, he talked about how, yes, you know, Team Israel was in the World Baseball Classic. And they didn't have the greatest showing, but they were in the death pool. I mean, it was Nicaragua, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and Dominican. Like, oh, dear God. Like, you know, it's a tough spot. But they did win a game, and they did qualify for the World Baseball Classic in 2026, so they're going to be back in it, so that's very exciting. But that is, I'm recapping all of this because this kind of leads up to how I met Jeremy Neuberger. And Peter was also talking about how in 2025 they're hosting the European Games in Israel, and it's really exciting. And if you guys are interested to know more about that, how Israel will be participating in the European Classic and the World Baseball Classic, please message me either at Anya Farber on Facebook or Anya_think_differently on Instagram, because here at Talk Israel on CRS Radio, the Knowledge Network, we are here to bring you knowledge. And Israel, Team Israel is in the midst of a fundraising campaign because they need to build a stadium, you know, to specific specifications that, you know, for this European Baseball Classic. And that requires quite a bit of money. And, you know, so we are going to be giving you guys updates on that particular mission that they're on. because they need to have that money by 2024 for the stadium to be built on time. And that's some very interesting stuff that we've got. But in the process of all of this stuff, of me learning about Team Israel and really starting to get involved in supporting them, Peter was kind enough to invite my son and I down to Florida during the World Baseball Classic. And he said, well, why don't you come to the premiere of the movie, of the second documentary film that's been made about Team Israel? And I was like, yes, please, right? I mean, who says no to that? And, you know, so I went down there and I watched, you know, Israel Swings for Gold about their Olympic journey. Now, the Olympics, the last Olympics, as everyone remembers, in Tokyo was a smidge messed up because it was during COVID and it didn't actually happen in 2020. It happened in 2021. But how, you know, this whole movie came about, and it was amazing. And when Jeremy comes on, we're going to talk about like where we can now see it. But I went to a screening of it and a lot of the players were there, which was amazing. And so my son was on cloud nine because he left the premiere with a glove full of signatures, which was really awesome. And I'm really, really, really just so touched by that. It was such a nice thing for the players to do. And that movie was the, you know, I just, oh my God, it was, I went through all these emotions and it was so wonderfully put together. And Jeremy and his partners did such an amazing job. And I'm just so excited that he's going to come on and talk about it and share that with you, that I really can't wait. But I really feel like it would be appropriate before he comes on to kind of play the song that we did that Ora Georgie had done, Home Run, because we had played it and Peter loved it. And I really feel like because we're talking about a little bit about baseball in Israel, and that's how we're going to kind of do our little thing into the time with Jeremy, is I'm going to play the Home Run because I really feel like, Jeremy, you guys absolutely positively hit a home run with this film. So I want you guys to hear this song again because it's going to become one of those songs that's going to be stuck in your head. I just need it.
מי מוכן לתת את המכה בכל זמן? אני חיכיתי בנחת, אני קראתי את התחת, מוציא את הכדור מהמגרש. הומרן, מי מוכן לתת את המכה בכל זמן? אני חיכיתי בנחת, אני קראתי את התחת, מוציא את הכדור מהמגרש. הזדמנויות לא מגיעות פעמיים, בוא נוותר על השריקת פתיחה. אנשים כבר כותבים את הפרקים של הסיפור שלהם, אני עדיין מעצב קריחה. אני לא ממהר לקטלג את עצמי, שואף גבוה לפעמים אני הורג את עצמי, אבל תראה שיהיה ביום יפה עולם כזה שבו אני עולה על ביף ומענג את עצמי. מילים תסות בכסף סופרסוני, גם עם קילו ריטלין, אתה לא מרוכז כמוני, זה נראה לי פואטי, הם אומנים בספגטי, כלידי הם ברמה של ציורי מקרוני, אז מכאן אל הבנק, בא עם טנק ומסור ענק, בא לי ג'אנק פוד על הרב כי זה צ'יפ. דוחף להם פתקים כי אני קוטל אותם, אז תגיד לי אתה מי עדיף. הומרן, מי מוכן לתת את המכה בכל זמן? אני חיכיתי בנחת, אני קראתי את התחת, מוציא את הכדור מהמגרש. הומרן, מי מוכן לתת את המכה בכל זמן? אני חיכיתי בנחת, אני קראתי את התחת, מוציא את הכדור מהמגרש. הנה הרגע מגיע, תשים מביט ליציע, 12 רמות מעל מה שהכי טוב הציע. באים המלל המועד, משאיר את המיקרופון לוהט, אני מרים את העט, חודר להם לראש כמו קליה, מתחילים להזיע, זד, כאן, נותן פעם, שורף, טעם, טעם, מלחם, זה well done. יושב על המלל ומסובב את הטמבל שמסרב לקבל את זה שהוא מת כבר. זה ברור שאני בא מפתח תקווה. לידי אתה רמת גן, ממאית השנייה שים לחץ על הפליי, לא נשאר לך הרבה זמן. אני עושה כאן היסטוריה, אתה זמר בתיאוריה, תן כבוד כמו ליורם, גאון על הטראק, אז תביא את המחבט, כי מה שג'ורג'י בא לתת, יפלפו להם את הראש מחוץ לפארק. הומרן, מי מוכן לתת את המכה בכל זמן? אני חיכיתי בנחת, אני קראתי את התחת, מוציא את הכדור מהמגרש. הומרן, מי מוכן לתת את המכה בכל זמן? אני חיכיתי בנחת, אני קראתי את התחת, מוציא את הכדור מהמגרש. הומרן, מי מוכן לתת את המכה?
All right, so I really feel like Jeremy and his partners at Ironbound Film hit a home run with this movie. Jeremy, can you hear me? I'm hoping that Jeremy can hear us. He should be nice and live. Jeremy, are you there? Can you hear us, Jeremy? Hoping Jeremy can hear us. And he'll be able to, if you can hear me, Jeremy, you can go ahead and start talking. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Jeremy. But like I said, I had met him at the movie premiere, and I basically just, you know, in typical Anya fashion, walked right up to him, and I was like, hi, I'd like to introduce myself. That was an amazing film. So, Jeremy, you can feel free to at any point interrupt me if you remember it any differently. It was a really nice
מי מוכן לתת את המכה בכל זמן? אני חיכיתי בנחת, אני קראתי את התחת, מוציא את הכדור.